So why did you just decide to start Double Bay today? What was the kind of process of getting it off the ground?
Well, I was always interested in the things that people potentially think about a lot, but maybe not talk about so much, like everyday sort of life occurrences, a bit, I guess, Seinfeld-esque. Not that I'm putting myself up there, but I was always sort of observational in that way. And I used to be a journalist, so I had a bit of time to or scope to create content and, you know, to create a lot of it. It was something that I enjoyed doing. And I just thought I would marry up those two sort of opportunities. And I saw the possibilities of creating a satire news website because of the success of others who have done it before that as well. So I thought this could be a good thing to get into. It's a lot of fun. So it was really a combination of all those things.
I think these days people need it. The news is so depressing and so sad most of the time. I think having a satirical news outlet really gives people quite a fun thing to enjoy, especially in their news feeds as they're scrolling through social media. What makes a good Double Bay Today news story? How do you come up with the ideas?
Yeah, that's right. I think it's not only just fun, but it's also something where the reader can think, hang on, that's exactly what I was thinking about it, even though that's nothing that would ever appear in a traditional, mainstream news outlet. That sort of angle, you know, like forget what all the journalists are saying, forget what all the, you know, the people, you know, the stakeholders in the story are saying about their things, about their issues. What are the actual readers thinking? And then you make that the story. That's the most fun bit. And it's so people see it as really liberating. Because, they say, hang on, that's sort of what I was thinking. You know, I didn't articulate it necessarily about what I thought about that particular story, but it was what I was thinking, and it's awesome to see that this is being reported as though it's real news. So it's not fake news. Fake news is a term to describe someone who's trying to influence an agenda through their reporting. This is satire news, so it's merely a joke, and it's always portrayed that way. But yeah, I think for me, a good Double Bay Today story is one that's realistic, one that, you know, a story that, you know, operates within the bounds of reality, potentially. There are other satire news outlets that don't do that. They do a lot more quirky stuff, and it's potentially funny, but it's not realistic. For me, the funnier ones are the ones that, you know, like, hey, this could actually happen. Like yesterday or recently, I published a story saying that Uber has announced a new service offering conversation-free rides.
See, I was going to bring this up because that has got to be the funniest thing I've read in a while.
Uber Silent, where you don't have to feel obligated to talk to your driver.
Oh, and that is a struggle so many Sydney siders have felt. Oh my gosh!
Yeah, the response has been pretty big. My wife was telling me that she often feels obligated to talk to her Uber driver, and yeah, apparently she's not alone.
So you've been up and running for a little while now, or quite a while now. What are some of the most clicked on stories that you've kind of produced? What are people gravitating towards the most?
Yeah, well, it's been going since January, and it's growing really fast. Probably the most popular one was when Prince Harry and Meghan were visiting recently, mm-hmm. and I was watching on the news that the night before. I heard they were going to be in Bondi Beach that morning. So I got up and I wrote a story because I knew that they were visiting the beach, and I wrote a story to be published just around the time of arrival at the beach,
mm-hmm.
and it was breaking royals failed to find parking at Bondi. And then the top line was, it's understood they're still doing laps of Campbell Parade. and it was a photo of them in a car looking slightly concerned.
Oh, that's amazing. That's so funny.
So that one took off because it was timely. It was relevant to the news, i.e. the royals were in town, but it also had that local element. And I think with the internet these days, people are looking for that real connectivity to a story, i.e. the niche value And I think that's why Double Bay today is going well. It's because people who live, you know, in the eastern suburbs, even though it's not just for people in the eastern suburbs, people think, oh, this is relevant, you know, because I don't live too far from Bondi or whatever. So I think that's one of the, hopefully one of the reasons why people are clicking is because it's relevant. I think that's the future of content is more niche content. Mm. You know, with the internet, you can get to your people, and that's what consumers are gravitating towards.
Absolutely. I've got to say, I think a lot of Sydneysiders, as you were saying, they're outside of the eastern suburbs, can relate to it because it makes fun of the eastern suburbs in a lot of ways.
So. Yeah, well, that's me. Yeah, that's basically what's happening. Yeah.
So
yeah,
where do you see the future of Double Bay today?
I don't know. It's really just a fun thing. It's really enjoyable. And as a journo, I used to be a journo at ABC TV for 10 years and Sydney Morning Herald and other places. I think that after all that time, I'm just naturally attuned to, you know, looking for stories. And even though this is comedy writing, it's still, I guess, within the parameters of news. And I just really enjoy doing it. So, you know, I've got my ear to the ground and looking for things to make fun of or poke fun at. And I enjoy it. You know, like, it is harder these days with Facebook. The algorithm has changed quite dramatically, and that's affected publishers because the new algorithm means that content from business pages, which Double Bay Today is, or any media page, has been put down the newsfeed in favour of content from family and friends. So Facebook has announced that they're prioritising, you know, your family and your friends on your newsfeed. So it is a bit harder than what it used to be, but there's still traction. It's still growing. I'm probably getting around 200 new page likes a week.
Oh, wow.
I
can see why. It's a good bit of fun, and it's something to have a giggle at and something that you can go to when you need to have a little bit of comic relief. Simon, unfortunately, we're out of time, so we have to leave it there. But thanks for joining us.
All right. Thanks, Jess.